The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Another edition of What's On Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennen, along with Todd, the radio god Mitchell. Good morning, Todd.
Morning.
Pick up that telephone. Tell us what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. Are you feeling sorry for Adrian Peterson today? Todd, are you really thinking that the poor guy...
Sorry? No. Sorry for Viking fans that were hoping to get him back, I guess. And I'm a Viking fan, but, you know, it is what it is, and... Why do I feel like is there some element of scapegoat going on here, though? And I'm not saying he was right to do what he did. He wasn't. But how much more of that's going on that we don't know about?
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're exactly right, given the circumstances of this particular case. And you know, Adrian Peterson isn't exactly running around saying, sorry. Really should have done this differently.
Exactly.
There's zero remorse there, you know. The NFL laid out some, I guess, stipulations on why they have continued to keep him on the sidelines. What's your take on this? Who's right, AP or the NFL? The Players Association, which I think sometimes enables this bad behavior because they sort of just knee-jerk defend these players at every turn, which... You know, they're the union, they're paid to do, I guess, but I think they end up adding more of this behavior. They are siding with Adrian Peterson and I guess getting ready for an appeal and everything else. So you tell us what you think of that decision today, but that news breaking this morning that the NFL is sticking to its guns and the soonest, so he's gone the rest of this year, the soonest that he could be considered for reinstatement would be April. So, I mean, he could play next season, but. They will suspend him, and he continues to be on the sidelines. So anyway, I have some more details on the case if you need it, but I think they've got it about right, especially because we're talking about a four-year-old child here. I think two big things. One, the fact that it's a child, number one, and number two, that there's zero remorse there. Those are the things that really stick out with me that says, you know what, they got it right. Senator John Hoeven... Today we'll shepherd through the Keystone XL pipeline legislation through the Senate, finally. And President Obama at the 11th hour saying, hey, this helps Canada, not us. And is sort of threatening a veto. I don't know if you could call it a... It's not as black and white a threatened veto as before, but it is a continued opposition to it. Who's right on this? Do you think it's time for the Keystone XL pipeline, or do you think Obama's got it right? By the way, there's others that oppose this, including Harold Hamm, who's saying it's more about Canada than it is about the U.S. He's poo-pooing it, saying we've moved on. We've found other places and other ways to get our Bakken crude to market. Don't need it. So what's your take on who is right on that?
How is he shipping it? How does he recommend shipping it?
Well, I mean, they already have contracts with the pipelines and obviously rail. And, you know, the flexibility of getting Bakken crude to the market has definitely increased. And obviously there's more pipelines proposed. Sandpiper's another one. So, you know, new sources come online all the time and you do have a rail. Others say, hey, this is 100,000 barrels a day that we'd have an on-ramp for. Why not do it? So some are still for it in the industry, obviously quite a few. But at least one industry voice against it, Obama against it, saying it benefits Canada, not the U.S., good time to ask, since we've waited as long as we have about this, to see what you think about that. School lunch remains controversial. Yes, hard to believe, but true. Have you seen the story about the Fargo youngster, Todd, that...
Indeed.
Ended up with an empty tummy. His mom is upset, and, you know, school lunch is being micromanaged. To me, this whole thing is an example of how the feds have no business regulating school lunch policy. It really is. It's dumb. But the story goes this way. This is Valley News Live report. that a Fargo mom is upset that her child was given a cream cheese bagel and milk for lunch after she forgot to send in lunch money. And the mom said, "We're treating them differently when they fall short. We're sending them back hungry for most of the rest of the day. I don't understand why a state like North Dakota, which is such a great place in the country, is failing our kids like that." So other parents are asking, you know, why not give the kid a regular lunch and then have the district reimbursed? So this has become kind of an issue. Valley News Live.
Has this happened before with this particular parent?
I don't know that.
Because it's one thing if it's, you know, if it's never happened with this particular parent before, it's a completely different, well, not completely, it's a different thing if it's but the, you know, 80th time it's happened with this parent.
The director of nutrition services for the school says a child is given an emergency lunch of a cold sandwich, fruit, and milk, rather than the regular lunch of a cold or hot sandwich, salad bar, starch, or hot vegetable side and a milk. And, of course, this youngster saying, all I got was a bagel and a milk. According to Fargo Public Schools, they allow the child to get a regular lunch one time until the account is paid back. If the child forgets multiple days in a row, they're given an emergency lunch. We send an envelope home. We stamp hands. We make phone calls. The principal, the office, my managers, we call. We try to connect with the parents and get that money in the account. So it's various ways. And every student evidently handles it a little differently. Every school, rather, handles it a little differently. Grand Forks students are given regular lunches for about 5 days after the account hits zero. After the fifth day in the money, the student is then given a sandwich and milk. Parents are informed.
And then we grow up and skip lunch.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably shouldn't do that as a youngster, though.
I know.
Anyway, some are saying it's time for the Fargo School District to adjust their lunch policy. All right. So we have AP wanting to take his ball and go home because he can't play. We have the Keystone XL pipeline. We have a school lunch controversy again. And what else do we have for you? How about the animal rights activists that are criticizing those folks that shot the mountain lion? I know it's not Friday, but this does have me saying, are you kidding me? I kid you not, friends. This actually happened. Have you heard about the story about the mountain lion? It's a doozy, too. The photos are unbelievable. This thing is quite the sight. A Belfield man killed a mountain lion in northern Billings County. Game and Fish Department went to Belfield, weighed the cat in at 140 pounds. But now we have animal rights activists criticizing. What are they supposed to do? Be eaten by the mountain lion? Or
yeah, what's the alternative here? Right. What's the other plan of action if not kill them? Be killed at that point, isn't it?
Lasso the mountain lion?
Put it in handcuffs and tell it to sit down. Yeah, okay, whatever.
Get on the cell phone and try to keep the mountain lion company until the zoo shows up or what? Paging the zoo.
You can't make this stuff up.
Yeah, you can't make this stuff up. Anyway, those are just a couple of stories that caught our attention. We obviously welcome yours as well. We're brought to you today in part by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. NDFB.org, great website. You can find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers like we'll do a little later on from a livestock production specialist talking about what farmers do with the livestock when the weather turns cold, as it is. So more on that coming up a little later on in the program. Also today on the show, we're going to chat with Tom Fryer. He's the executive director of the North Dakota Family Alliance. It is Family Week in North Dakota for 8 years now. This has been celebrated in North Dakota. What's Family Week all about? We're going to talk to Tom Fryer about that. We're also next hour going to talk with Jeb Williams, new chief of the Wildlife Division, North Dakota Game and Fish Department. A lot of feedback on the program about the proposal to allow deer hunters just one deer license per year starting in 2015. Most of our audience so far has been against this. We're going to talk with Jeb about that. And a few other things in the news as well. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments for our guests and on our topics this morning. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text Todd, which I know you love doing, and Todd loves relaying those texts to us.
701-226-8503, 701-226-8503.
226-8503. Zoom a text into Todd, and he'll relay your comment. Just another way to communicate, ladies and gentlemen. And if you want to go with that old-fashioned email, you can also do that. Fire up the computer and send us a note. It comes to us at studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Adrian Peterson gets the Heisman from the NFL. As in the hand of the face. No, stay on the sidelines. Right there, bucko. And he is not happy about it. Has the NFL made the right decision? Question number one. Keystone XL Pipeline, about to be voted on. We'll keep you posted on that. Senator Hovind marshaling that through today in the United States Senate. It's passed the House. It'll go to the president. He says it benefits Canada, not us. Not enough jobs. Do you want the Keystone XL Pipeline? And what do you make of this school lunch controversy, mountain lion controversy? The animal activists are upset. Are you with them? Let us know. Let's talk about it on What's On Your Mind today.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hunting for me is getting away from everything. I enjoy hunting with my son more than anything. Someday he'll have memories like I have of hunting with my dad. There's just no better feeling when a customer says, you know, that gun you sold me last year worked perfect. That is, to me, what it's all about. I'm Leon Streifel, and I'm one of the hunting experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is What's on Your Mind. We ask because we want to know at 800-228-0550. With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hinton. Can't wait to find out what's on your mind today. Mountain Lions, Adrian Peterson, Keystone XL Pipeline, school lunch. Have at it, folks. I am watching with some amusement this Facebook debate over the mountain lion. Evidently, this is fear-mongering. this idea of suggesting it's a good thing these guys took out that mountain lion by killdeer. There's not a single recorded mountain lion attack against a human in the state since the statistic was tracked in 1890. Furthermore, the 3.8 million cattle mortalities, I didn't even know that was a word, reported by the USDA in 2010, $18,900 of them are a result of large felines, so about 0.49% of the deaths. Deer caused more economic damage by about two orders of magnitude and cost infinitely more human lives than the mountain lions you demonize. So if your argument is mountain lions are dangerous and costly, then I'll remind you the first point is completely fabricated. The second point is almost inconsequential when put up against other animals. And it begins. Mary in Bismarck has a thought about this. Hey, Mary, what's on your mind?
I'm somewhere in between there. I don't believe, now, if I heard the story correctly, these two guys found it in a cave. So it wasn't causing anybody any issues. So I believe they should have left it alone. However, there have been situations where they've been in people's corrals. They've clawed up horses, cattle, you name it. Yeah, then they definitely need to be shot. If you have young people or if you have older people or somebody in your family who can't move quickly and get away from one should it happen to be in your yard, yeah, you need to shoot it because you need to protect your family. A couple of years back, there was one up on the north end of Bismarck. They could have tranquilized it and moved it out. Instead, they killed it. I don't like that. I mean, if it's threatening something or it could possibly be threatening something by showing up in your yard, kill it. But otherwise, leave them alone.
All right, Mary's take. Thank you, Mary. Appreciate that. Sue and Mandan, listening on 550K Fire. What's on your mind, Sue?
Hi. Adrian Peterson is not wrong for spanking his child. Now, if he beat him with the switch, that's one thing. But there are an awful lot of great people who are great because their parents spanked them when they were little. And four is a typical age to spank them at. If you spank them between two and four, then you don't have to spank them so much when they're 8 and 10. That's
okay, when
my
is
take
a,
on that.
When does a spank, though, cross the line? In this case, by the way, did you see the pictures by chance?
No.
Sue?
No.
Yeah, I mean, the pictures are what really swayed me that this was not a spanking. I mean, if you see the back end of this little bugger, you'd say, wow. I mean, there were welts. And, you know, he did use a switch. That's one of the things the NFL has cited here. The repetitive use of a switch in this instance is the functional equivalent of a weapon, particularly in the hands of someone with the strength of an accomplished professional athlete.
Oh, I know, but they're also the people that think that we can't punish the poor little kids, and they grow up to be jerks because nobody spanks them. Nobody disciplines them.
No,
I don't know how badly.
Yeah, I'm with you on the parent having the ability to discipline a child. I think AP crossed the line.
He might have. I don't know that. It just that, you know, they make this giant case, and I know my own kids who are raising children worry about getting seen spanking their kids. And of course, what we did was when they needed a spank, there was a spanking place and a spanking tool because it's better to use a tool than your hand. The kid associates the spanking with the tool, not with you if you use the tool. So there's a spanking place, and by the time you get to the place and have the tool in hand, your anger has dissipated enough that you can just spank your child, not beat him up.
Yeah, sometimes the threat is much worse. We used to use a jar of vinegar. Just bring out the jar of vinegar, and you know, if there was a little sassy pants going on, then a spoonful of vinegar usually did the trick. And honestly, 9 times out of 10, the vinegar on the counter was just enough to diffuse the situation. So I hear you.
Right.
What did you use for a tool, Sue?
I used a wooden spoon. I have a son who is a wooden craftsman, and he makes a spanker, which is a paddle about 3 inches wide, and I don't know, maybe 5 inches long with a handle. And, you know, it's broad enough that it doesn't make welts, but it can, you know, make it hurt.
Sue, appreciate the call. Thanks. And I think if Adrian Peterson had gone that route, we wouldn't be talking about this today. But he definitely went down a different path. Dan in Dickinson, what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to comment on the mountain lion situation. You know, dangerous animals are getting close enough to people's homes, then they should just be taken care of. As far as tranquilizing and moving them, I don't know. And then, you know, if these animal activists really want to show how dedicated they are, they can get put in a cage with a gun and a mountain lion and see what they do.
Yeah, no kidding. What would they do faced with the very same situation? It's so easy from the cheap seat, isn't it?
It is. And it doesn't make any sense. I mean, if you're out in the country and you're just shooting animals to shoot them and let them lay, that's not, you know. But most of the time, that's not the case. It's right up there with the animal activists that wear leather shoes and belts.
Yeah. Does anybody else just wonder how in the world we end up down these, you know, down these rabbit trails? When you think about, you know, whether it's spotted owls or mountain lions or the things that cause controversy, when you look at everything that faces us in the way of a threat in this world, isn't that just anybody else shaking their head? Just unbelievable to me. Unbelievable. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch, Dan. Good to hear from you in Dickinson today. Others welcome. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. By the way, Tom Fryer, we'll talk about the 8th Annual Family Week Celebration, which is happening this week. There's something fun to talk about. Families. Celebrating families. Plus, Jeb Williams next hour, Chief of the Wildlife Division, North Dakota Game and Fish Department. We're going to talk about this new proposal from the Game and Fish Department about one deer license per year. Bob and Wampanoag, and let's get you in here quick before the break. What's on your mind? Are you there, Bob?
Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Good, sir. How are you? Got about a half minute for your comment here. Go ahead.
Okay, mountain lions, they have been known to attack people or go after people that are deer hunting, as in bow hunters and stuff, to the point where North Dakota passed a law that you can carry a handgun to protect yourself from a mountain lion while you're out bow hunting.
So you support what these guys did?
Yes, I do. In fact, there's been quite a few mountain lions that have been shot in and around town, I believe, due to
self-defense. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate the call. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey, friends. It's Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. And you know, I'm all across the state of North Dakota traveling for What's on Your Mind. And whenever I head out, I fill up at PetroServe USA. Those are the folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. I love the 4-for-4 special every day, all day. Your choice. Two cookies. Start with that. A hot stuff personal pan pizza and a 20-ounce drink or a coffee. Four items, $4 at PetroServe USA locations. It's a great deal. They also have the Deli Express sandwiches. Great deal on those now. $2.99 to $3.59. Deli Express. Double XL charbroil with cheese, the Deli Express Double XL chicken with cheese, or the Deli Express barbecue rib. They're fantastic. Gardettos are $1.29 all month long. Swisher Sweets Gold Sticks are $1 off each pouch. The Barrel of Fun Chips, a 10-ounce bag, $1.99. And the Old Trapper Beef Jerky, 3 1/4-ounce packages, just $2.99. At a PetroServe USA location near you, helping America fuel better. Head to PetroServe USA and tell them Scott sent you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Top of the hour, we're going to roll these, Todd. Got a couple of calls that came in during the break, one on mountain lions and one on spanking, and a couple of texts, too, before we get to our guests. You ready there, Mr. Mitchell? Hello?
Hello?
Now I hear you.
now you hear me.
I hear you, but I just don't hear the...
Let's try this.
I got a quick story about spanking, Adrian Peterson, whatever you want to call it. When I was young, I used to cut up. Mom would whip my butt. I quit cutting up. I turn around a week or so later, I'd cut up again. Mom would get frustrated, and she did. She broke three wooden baking spoons over my backside. Yes, she did. She broke three of them. Yeah, it hurt. But you know what? I didn't do that again. I grew up fine. I didn't end up in any jail system. I don't abuse my kids. I'm just a God-fearing American. She says I grew up just fine. A lot of people say they wish that their kids would have grown up like I did. Just a comment I want to make.
All right. Thanks for sharing. Go ahead and roll this other one that had some advice from Mary from Bismarck.
You might want to tell that lady that called that a world-class sprinter can't outrun a mountain lion. Thank you.
All right. I think you just did, matter of fact. So congratulations. Emailer says, can I just say that it still baffles me that we can get all riled up about killing a mountain lion once in a blue moon? But we kill 25 babies every week by abortion in a North Dakota clinic? Oh, I said it. I usually don't like to use that word clinic. Try to avoid it because clinics are about care. It isn't care that happens there. No. Anyway, totally hear you. Thanks for the email. Others waiting as well. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Did you know that it's Family Week? We're going to talk about that in just a moment with Tom Farr of the North Dakota Family Alliance. Looking forward to that. Jeff and Bismarck first, though. Hello, Jeff. What's up?
Just a quick call about killing everything on the planet. It's mostly about understanding we all have to get to be together and understand each other. I'm a rancher, small business owner. Mostly just want people out there to understand. Look at the guy that's doing the work and the rest around him. And not only that, you can't kill it all and wish it was nice.
That's say that again, Jeff. Well, I missed your point, though, when you're saying look around you. What are you saying?
The point is we have to live with everything. We can't kill it just because it's there. I don't know the situation as far as it becomes with the critter itself, but it's mostly about incidents and the person that is there doing it, enjoying it, or experiencing it. Do you understand what I'm saying now?
A little better. Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. I mean, in other words, you're just saying that you can't operate by killing everything around you or any potential threat. You got to live in the environment you're in.
Americans seem to want to have things set up either as black, red, green, or white. And I'm talking about, let's go to cow business. You can't. What's the difference between a red cow and a green and a black cow? The difference with the genetics that's been altered in it. And in today's world, most people don't understand all that. But it's about having to allow that. It doesn't matter what it is. We still have to look in the eyes and understand that we live on one circle. And I'm getting too far off on this, but I appreciate you.
All right, Jeff. We'll give you an off-ramp. Appreciate the call. Thanks. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And our guest is waiting, so we'll get rolling. Tom Fires, Executive Director of the North Dakota Family Alliance. It's the 8th Annual Family Week in North Dakota. Tom, welcome back. How are you?
Well, good morning, Scott. Great to be with you again.
It's Family Week, and this is something the North Dakota Family Alliance has been a big part of for a number of years. First of all, tell us about the Family Alliance and your group.
Yeah, we are a statewide nonprofit Christian-based organization that seeks to educate and inform on strengthening the family and really lifting up the family, and that's what this week is about. Each year, for the last 8 years, we've been blessed by the governor signing a proclamation declaring the week before Thanksgiving as Family Week by proclamation. And each year we have a special emphasis area, whether that might be on fatherhood or parenting, taking care of widows and orphans. Every year we have a different one, and this year we are kicking off, actually, a whole year's worth of a Family Week celebration, and by designating 2015 as the Year of the Family. And so we're just very appreciative to Governor Dalrymple for proclaiming and designating this week as Family Week.
You know, it seems these days definitions are not as simple as they once were. How do you define a family?
Well, you're right. In this day and age, I think, you know, as a Christian-based organization, we obviously go back to the very first institution that we had, and that's God's institution. Created man and woman, and they had babies, and we had the family. The very first institution that has been in existence for just since time immemorial. Today, that makeup may appear to be just a little bit different, but it's really the same. It is that nuclear family. There are different variations of it, but this celebration really is about the importance of family, no matter what that makeup is, that they come together, they share with each other. There is this innate relational thing inside of all of us that we want to be a part of our family, and there's a good in that, that we spend that time together and lift each other up. So that's what this is all about.
Who could be against that? Even though, I mean, as we prove every single day, you can always find somebody. But, boy, that's about as, you know.
Right. And I think, once again, as many of your listeners share our Christian faith, and that's really that there is evil in this world. And that's represented by the devil himself. And he doesn't like the family. The family is really lifting up what is good in our creation. And so the evil one has tried everything to divide the family and to destroy the makeup of the family and divide us. And this celebration is really looking at the family and understanding that it is really one foundation. The foundation of society is really the family. If we take all of the individual family trees in our state, put them all together, we really have the state. We really have the society in our state. And so as much as there is evil trying to tear down the family, we think it'd be much better to look at restoring the family and preserving what we have had over the past hundreds and thousands of years, and then taking and building upon that by enriching family. So that's our theme, that the celebrate family, and looking on into next year is how can we take that one foundation of the family and restore and preserve and enrich it. Society will really benefit from this. Not only do we benefit inside of our families, but society benefits from a strong family, the stability and the structure that the family brings. And we like to think here in the heartland that we still have that. And we look around the country, and we may think that it is weakened more in other parts of the country, but we really need to take it seriously here as well by restoring and preserving and enriching the family.
Tom Fryer, the North Dakota Family Alliance, with us. We're talking about Family Week, which is on through the 22nd. Any questions or comments for Tom? Want to talk about this at all? Welcome. 701-258-0550. 701-258-0550. Our telephone number today on the program, 800-228-0550 as well. What? How would you describe the impact that family has on society, Tom?
Well, obviously, right inside of our families, there's just a great benefit for a family to be in sync with each other, and just the happiness and the peace that comes from that. But it goes much beyond that, because, as I said, the family really does affect society. So whether that is with our law enforcement, whether that is in our schools, whether that is in the government, if we have a family that a single parent family that needs assistance, whether we have the child in school that doesn't have the family background where they don't do well in learning or may get into drugs, the family really does affect to a great degree the growing up process of children, and that in turn is felt by society. So we need to spend, and I think we should spend, a great deal of our resources inside the family. You know, when you came on, Scott, we were talking about the Keystone Pipeline, and you were talking about some other things. We just went through an election. We know we have the $17 trillion debt. Those things are all really, really, really important, but on a day-to-day basis, if inside of our family there are problems and there is discord and we don't have the stability of that structure, those other things seem rather pale in comparison if you have a situation in your family that is really difficult, a death, sickness, whatever it might be. So much of what happens in the family, it really consumes us on an hour-to-hour, on a daily basis. And should we not make that investment to have that strong family that can really help the rest of society as well?
All right. Tell us how folks can participate in Family Week.
Well, first of all, you know, inside of the church, we have what's called the Family Project. That's a study that really is going to try to pull all of these things we've been talking about together, and then how can we live that out in the future? In fact, Scott, I believe that the year of the family, which we've designated here, is also, I believe, the Pope, I believe the Catholics across the world are designating 2015 as a year of the family as well. So there are just lots of opportunities just on a day-to-day basis to live it out in your family, spending time together, lifting up the family, becoming involved, and as we are sharing at our website, what's called the Family Project.
Tom, we'll finish on the other side of the break. More with Tom Fryer on Family Week coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you that variety selection is the foundation to developing an effective crop management plan and is one of the most important decisions a producer can make. Selecting a variety that is high yielding and yield stable across multiple locations will more accurately indicate the variety performance. The agronomics of high yielding varieties should match the known history of diseases within each field. Many varieties have good resistance or tolerance to major diseases that occur in North Dakota, such as soybean cyst nematode, iron deficiency, Phytophthora root, and stem rot. Keep a total systems approach in mind. Select varieties that have yield stability, resistance or tolerance to diseases known to be present, and suitable maturity for higher profits.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Senex and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle Senex on the truck bypass Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Hunting for me is getting away from everything. I enjoy hunting with my son more than anything. Someday he'll have memories like I have of hunting with my dad. There's just no better feeling when a customer says, you know, that gun you sold me last year worked perfect. That is, to me, what it's all about. I'm Leon Streifel, and I'm one of the hunting experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
One, two, three, four.
Tuesday edition of What's On Your Mind. Hey, everybody, I'm Scott Hannon along with Todd Mitchell. Wrap up our chat with Tom Fryer from the North Dakota Family Alliance for the moment here. Tom at Jamestown has a question for him, too, and we'll give you more details on how you can partake in some of the Family Week celebrations. Before we do anything else, so it's Tuesdays, which means North Dakota Farm Bureau Day here on What's On Your Mind. We get to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. We caught up with Cole, who's a former livestock production specialist, to talk about what farmers do for their livestock when the weather turns cold, as it has. Cole, tell us.
As the temperature drops, farmers and ranchers make sure that the livestock have adequate nutrition available to them via feed sources and other supplements. Also, they make sure that the cattle and other livestock have fresh water available at all times. In the summer months, when it's warm, cattle need water to keep cool, and in the winter months, water is also needed to keep warm. Livestock producers also make sure that their animals are protected from the elements, especially the wind during the harsh winters we face here in North Dakota. As calving season approaches, starting usually in early January, producers do walkthroughs of their herds to make sure that the cows are kept out of the elements and the calves are kept warm. Herd checks and updates are done regularly to ensure good health of the animals throughout the season.
All right, Cole, appreciate that. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. All right, before we let you go, Tom, we do have a question from a listener in Jamestown. Tom, go ahead for Tom Fryer, the North Dakota Family Alliance.
Yeah, I don't really have a question. I would just like to say I'm a big North Dakota Family Alliance fan, and just to let people know in your listening audience out there what a great job Tom Fryer does. And North Dakota Family Alliance works behind the scenes a lot of times, and they have been very, very effective as far as promoting pro-family policies and legislation during the legislature. And I just also want to mention that North Dakota Family Alliance is a not-for-profit organization and rely on funding from people who believe in what they are doing. And funding can be tight from time to time. I'd like to encourage people to donate to the North Dakota Family Alliance.
Tom, that's a great endorsement. Thank you very much for that. And I bet you'll take it, Tom Fryer, won't you?
Yeah, no, I appreciate that very much. Yeah, Scott, I think you would ask what people can do. And I think between the project, the family project that we have, other things, but it doesn't have to be in that context either. I just heard the advertisement on hunting. What a great way to spend time with your family. Last year we promoted All Pro Dads, a means for both dads or mothers to start something in their school and spend time with their children. So there's no limit to the expanse of what you can do to spend time together as a family, because we really believe that the family is so important, and it is irreplaceable. I mean, we can't change this. I don't think the family can be changed to fit something different than what was intended. I think we have to come to that realization that the family is irreplaceable, and we really need to spend the time and the effort, because really those who are going to benefit from this are the next generation societally, but even inside of our own family, it's our children. How many of us don't want something better for our children really than we've even had? So it's just a great privilege and an honor to be able to do something to lift up the family.
Absolutely. Okay, so you were about to give a website. Is there a website where folks can...
ndfa.org is our website, and on that website you'll find information, but especially you'll find a way to find the family project, which is that study, which right now we're working at putting out to various churches, including the Catholic Church. We're working with our Catholic friends as well. Something that we can really have people look at and study, and then the basic the thing here is we want to take action. We want to do something as a result of this. How can we live this out over the course of the next year of the importance of the family and spending time together?
Sounds good. And there's sponsors that are behind this, including the folks at Shields, who I know every year are great sponsors. So let's get a plug in for them.
Yeah, we've had perennial sponsors who just believe so strongly in the family, and they are Shields. They are Miller Insulation, which has locations around the state, headquartered in Bismarck, and then Chuck Prairie and the guys at Nicholson Oil, as well as many others in our organization, as the listener called in, Tom, and said that we are supported by the people across the state. And this is our mission, to lift up the family.
Tom, thanks for the time today. Have a great family week. Appreciate everything you do with the North Dakota Family Alliance.
Yes, and thank you, Scott and Todd, for supporting this mission on family and giving us an opportunity really to encourage and convict folks across the state to share in this celebration.
Appreciate it. Tom Fryer, the North Dakota Family Alliance. Six before the top of the hour. We had an on-air, off-air call, rather, during the break about one of our earlier topics. You want to roll that, Todd?
Yeah, this is Dave south of Dickinson regarding Adrian Peterson and the NFL. I didn't realize that the NFL, being a nonprofit organization, was allowed to make political statements. such as it's incorrect for use of a switch to be applied to the buttocks of an ornery, unruly child. Since they're making political statements, they should be taxed. Thank you.
All right, well, I don't know if that's a political statement or not. What they said was the repetitive use of a switch, in this instance, is the functional equivalent of a weapon, particularly in the hands of someone with the strength of an accomplished professional athlete. There were a few other things, you know, that it was a child in the first place. There's been no, you know, remorse on his part. Another reason that was cited. Appreciate the call, though. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Geo-steering services. It's one of the things new at NESA Consulting Services. Kathy Nesset of NESA Consulting Services tells us about how NESA Consulting Services is now offering geo-steering expertise.
What we're doing, we're going with what the industry needs. And right now, in our world of the industry, they need geosteering services. These are the individuals that oversee and steer these wells point to point to track in the right rock unit. And we are developing and augmenting, adding to our on-site teams with an oversight geosteering team. And to be able to provide another layer or another level of geosteering support to these oil companies is something that we're pretty proud of and we're working to build and do better.
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about NESA Consulting Service online at NESAConsulting.com and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at NESAConsulting.com. That's NESAConsulting.com. NESAConsulting.com, Tioga, North Dakota.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.